seeds are planted here, but they won't grow. We won't have to say goodbye if we all go. Maybe things will be better in Chicago. Leave all we've ever known for a place we've never seen. Maybe things.
Still some things we got to clean up. We got to get some more red zone work. You know, a few penalties took away some plays, but overall, I think we got better.
Yeah, did good. You know, put Charles over there. Chuck was in there on the right side. Thought he did well.
You know, we had a holding call. You know, I think we improved on some penalties. Went silent in the gun, you know, on the road, tested that out a little bit. But the guys came off the ball. I thought our running game was going again, especially in the second half. So there's some positives, there's some negatives.
Just instincts takes over that point, just playing football. You know, play before I went out of bounds, didn't really see any need to try to extend that one third down, just trying to get in the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, started running out of guys.
Josh Belli stepped in and did a good job. Mark, you know, had some good returns, stepped in there, did a nice job for us. So we got guys stepping up, but it would be nice to have 17 out there and you know, have 10 out there. I mean, those guys are our guys we're going to count on throughout the year.
Just efficiency, just getting to know the plays, in and out of the huddle, you know, delivering the ball on time, getting used to why Adam calls plays, what he's thinking. You know, it's just a whole process that we're going through.
That is Jay Cutler. Welcome to the Chicago Bears Beat from Studio 34. I'm Kenny.
I'm Cademan.
And Cademan, we had a wonderful time last night. We went to the Indianapolis Colts versus our beloved Chicago Bears at Lucas Oil Stadium. Had a good time.
Very good time. Spend your family watching football. Can't get much better.
Doesn't get much better than that. And Lucas Oil Stadium, they put on a nice show. And what I thought was a little unusual, normally when you see the Bears on the road, they're in their white uniforms, and the Colts are wearing their home blues, totally opposite this time. I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, we never did discover that.
No, maybe the Colts just said, hey, we never wear the white at home, and we want to do it right now.
Yeah.
So, hey, we were fine with it. It was like the regular Bears. We had nice seats for the game. The game itself, preseason, we were didn't know what to expect because it was preseason. But the first half
did not feel like preseason.
It did not.
Not at all. The atmosphere was good. But you knew it was preseason when the third quarter rolled around.
You felt it in the air.
Yeah.
You felt it in the air there. But let's just talk a little bit about, man, it was a fun game. We want to thank friend of the podcast, Matt, for season ticket holder for the Colts, letting our family go for that game. And it was wonderful seats, great food.
Yeah.
It was just a great time. And I know there were some other friends of the podcast who were at the game also. We had actually, we should do a shout out here. We had a family in front of us there at the game. And they were Bears fans, but they lived in, let's see, I think it was, they said it was just west of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And it actually was, I would say, what would you say, 60, 40-ish Bears, Colts fans?
Yeah, Colts had a little bit more, because like, when the Colts would make a big play, you could tell it was just louder when the Bears made a big play.
Yeah, I think it was. And the teams themselves, they were pumped. I thought they were ready to play. They really wanted to show what they were made of.
Well, the first play, Matt Forte coughed up the ball. Everybody was on the ground going for the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a scrum for the ball.
A scrum for the ball on the very first play there. And actually, our Cutler throwing. I mean, he had some nice plays with the game.
But his running in the end zone that got called back from a holding penalty, I think, that was awesome. I'm just glad he didn't get hurt. But for preseason, I don't want to see Jay taking those kind of risks. Don't you think?
Preseason, no. I don't want to see it. But he fired the team up because when he dove over that goal line and the guy that he hit, he left the game injured.
With a shoulder injury.
With a shoulder. So, I mean, he's not afraid to put it on the line a little bit, which was kind of nice. But yeah. And who's he throwing to? Josh Bellamy,
Marquise Wilson.
Wilson left a little with a hamstring, you know.
Eddie Royal.
I like what our friend of the podcast, David Hall, said. Mr. August.
Yeah.
Mr. August, Marquise Wilson. He's not done anything during the season. This is the year. He's got to do something.
Yeah, he's got to do something. We always talk about him. Oh, he's going to break out. He's going to have a good year. And he always gets hurt or just doesn't perform.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to give a shout-out to Julia Burnett and her family, who was right in front of us at the game. Had her young daughter, I believe, her husband's father. So it looked like they had a great time. And, you know, just a shout-out for liking the Chicago Bears Beat podcast. The scenery there of the teams, I think our defense might be better than we expected.
I loved Pinnell McPhee on the defense. He was committed to the run, had a sack, couple tackles, and I also loved Shea McClellan. He was all over the field.
He was.
He was making tackles, tackles for loss. I just really liked how he was performing.
You heard his name a lot yesterday. Adrian Amos got the start for the Bears at safety over Brock Vereen. He had a couple of plays. It's just hard to say. You know,
he's a sixth-round draft pick.
Yeah, and the safety issue is just going to – it's like a revolving door. You know, I didn't hear much about Roll or, you know, anybody else.
Yeah, I didn't really hear his name much.
Sure didn't. Now, on the offensive line side of the ball, Jordan Mills.
Didn't start.
Didn't start. And they said he might have had a little calf injury or something, but Charles Leno, he was there. He did the job. Where we were positioned at, we were right by the offensive side
of the bench.
Yeah, the bench there. So they were definitely the line. They were mad at themselves a few times. Kyle Long, I thought he was going to get into a little fight, out there himself one time. The go ahead.
Because they had a lot of holding penalties that got big plays called back when Jay escaped that pressure and threw like a 30-yard pass to Josh Bellamy, I think. It was called back for holding.
I know. That was a beautiful.
That was a great play.
You know, you were seeing Jay rolling out a little bit there, which was really.
He seemed comfortable with it.
He did. He seemed comfortable. He was out there really doing what I think John Fox expects of him. And, hey, you know me.
Yeah, Cuddler.
Cuddler. I'm a Cuddler. Yep. I haven't really drank much Kool-Aid today, some purple, but not any not any blue, but I can tell you this, that I have a better feeling on what they're going to be doing, their end-of-the-year record, but we're going to hold that. That's coming up. Who else were you impressed with at the game?
I was really impressed with Jeremy Wainford.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, he was so impressive. He broke off like a nice, I think, 45-yard run or something.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And then he had a couple nice cutbacks to gain some extra yards. He hit the hole fast.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked how he was performing.
I was a little surprised to see Willie Young in uniform, too.
Yeah.
He was out there. He was playing. So Willie Young, Lamar Houston was playing. That Terrence Mitchell with the interception.
Oh, yeah.
That was beautiful.
Awesome play.
It was, and that was the Colts' number one draft pick, wasn't it, their first rounder?
Philip Dorsett. He got hurt.
I know. Did you hear anything today about what might have happened with him?
There was really no news, but there is some other big news with receivers today.
Oh, yeah. Sad news. I mean, we don't want to see anybody get hurt, believe me. But, I mean, it's actually it's in the Bears' benefit anytime a Packer gets injured, but we don't want to see somebody with that terrible of an injury. We got to stake that right up front, right?
Yeah.
Who was hurt?
Jordy Nelson for a torn ACL, which is very serious. But now in the medical technology is advancing. They're still serious, but not as bad as they were.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is good.
Yeah.
And Kelvin Benjamin had a torn ACL.
Yeah.
He was a bright, up-and-coming young receiver.
Yeah, there is some definitely. I know Marquise Pouncey also of the
something with his ankle, right?
His ankle. He's got to get surgery.
Yeah,
they've already said he's got to get surgery, so it's looking bad for him also. But hey, that's all part of the game. The Bears come out really with unscathed to speak of.
Yeah.
Second half, we've seen a lot of the second and third teamers. Clawson, he did throw a touchdown pass, but he threw a terrible interception. Down in their end of the I don't think they scored on it, but boy,
no, but it was awful.
It wasn't pretty, that's for sure. See, we also had Mariani.
He did good.
Did great job.
And then that AJ Cruz came in, who was kind of competing with Mariani, came in first up. I think Putney turn it was. He ran backwards.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
That wasn't good.
I think Mariani's got the job.
So Norris Perry had a good run.
Yeah.
He did good. So, I mean, you're seeing some, I'm seeing some improvement. I kind of like the direction I see the Bears going. They look cohesive out there. They look like they were listening to what their coaches had to say. So, hey, I mean, that's more than we can say for last year.
And I didn't see, I know it's preseason, but I didn't see any of the coaches using the surfaces or anything. I didn't see the players using them.
Oh, yeah. Jay was using it.
He was?
Yes, Jay was using it. So was Jimmy. Fails got in, but Carden did not get in.
He didn't.
I don't know. You think they're going to keep both those? And one of those guys has got to go.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
I think it'd be Fails. Because Phil Emery took him, and I think Pace, I think he just likes Carden better.
Yeah, I do too. I think on the Colts side of the ball, now they've spent tons of money, and really people are predicting them to be in the Super Bowl, and they're stocked. I mean, they're stacked.
It's Super Bowl bust for them.
Andre Johnson. I mean, this team is stacked. I think they're still a little weak on the defensive side of the ball, though.
If they don't get to the Super Bowl, it will be because of their defense.
It has to be, because their offense, I mean, Andrew Luck, he's a great player.
Top five QB in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player. I'd rank him maybe just a notch under Jay.
Gosh.
That's just a joke. Jay, no. Andrew's it's a little different type of quarterback, but the guy that was sitting behind us that had season tickets, though, he said even though Andrew, this was his, now this is a big-time Colt season ticket holder, likes Andrew Luck, he said he's much faster than Peyton was, but he said he still feels, I think everybody feels this about their quarterback, he holds on to the ball too long.
Yeah.
Everybody feels that about Jay. I think if you are a fan of any team, you'll probably feel that about your quarterback.
Yeah, because whenever they get sacked, you always think they're holding it to him.
Exactly. So.
And one thing we noticed, for how long Peyton Manning played there and how many jerseys they sold of him, we saw like 6 or 7 Peyton Manning jerseys.
I don't remember seeing any.
I saw about 6.
Of Peyton Manning. That is mind-boggling.
With how many they sold of him?
It was probably number one sales for so many years. But Andrew Luck, definitely, they got the right person to replace.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they didn't miss a beat. They didn't miss them. And everybody is. And the jerseys, you can see the different names on jerseys there. The one that kind of strikes me a little funny is how many people are wearing the number one?
Yeah, Pat McAfee. They love their kicker.
They just
absolutely love it.
But he doesn't even kick field goals.
Yeah.
That's Vinatieri.
Yeah.
So that was a little strange.
He's a punter in the kickoff.
Yeah. So he must have that charisma that, it was mostly women wearing his number.
Yeah, it was.
wearing it there. We've seen a lot of different Bears jerseys.
All different types. Sid Luckman.
Yeah. No offense, Matt, but we had Sid Luckman's jersey on out there. Yeah. We had a few different ones. But, you know, to me, if I was a Colts guy, I think I would have a Johnny Unitas jersey, even though he didn't play in Indy.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see it. Did you see one of those?
But if I was a Colts fan, I would have a T.Y. Hilton jersey.
Hilton.
Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
He is good. He missed that first pass, though, to him this year. Right in his hands.
I remember.
The next play, though, what?
Caught a bomb, like a 45-yarder.
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing I remember, there were guys heckling right behind us or 2 rows behind us, said, $39 million guaranteed, catch the ball. Next play, comes out.
Yeah.
Catches that.
He said, I think he heard me.
Yeah.
I think he said that. I think he heard me there. But, Andre Johnson got the 2-point conversion. They went for the 2-point the first time around. When I think when Andrew, he ran the ball in, didn't he?
For the touchdown.
For the touchdown. And then he shot it to Andre Johnson for the 2-point. But the Bears, they got held to field goals. And I think penalties was the biggest reason for that. Because what was our penalty stats?
We had 11 penalties for 99 yards.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
And were most of those first half penalties? Or no? Yeah. You sure?
About half and half.
About half and half, yeah.
Because when we're getting in the red zone, we have to score touchdowns. We just have to. When you get that close to the end zone, you got to punch it in.
You do. And, you know, really, our secondary, other than that nice interception, I think they were a little weak. I think Fuller second year, needs to step it up.
Yeah.
I mean, he had that big personal foul penalty where Hilton kind of showed him the ball and he knocked it out of his hands. Yeah. And so that hurt us quite a bit on that one there. So Jennings, nothing stands out in my mind.
He hasn't done anything.
Not?
He'll half move inside.
Well, we'll have to see what goes on with that. So, you know what? One thing we forgot to talk about when we first started the podcast here, the ways you can listen to it, we should definitely remind everybody about that. Remember, it's the Chicago Bears beat. Check us out on Podomatic.
iTunes. 5-star review.
That's right. We're
Stitcher.
On Stitcher.
TuneIn Radio.
TuneIn Radio. What else is there? You about name it. We're on the different things. I'm working on a couple of other ones there. Podcast One is one I want to get on, which is a biggie.
Yeah.
That's a biggie. We want to get on that one there, too. And speaking of something big is our fantasy football league. We're down just to four spots left. So if you're thinking about coming on it, jump on.
Contact us.
Or should we just go ahead and give the
password and...
Yeah, let's do it. It's on the ESPN Fantasy League. And, Kevin, tell them the details if they want to sign up. Because we need you to get signed up. We're going to have our draft on a Saturday night.
Yeah, it's like the Saturday before the season.
Yeah, and, you know, if you can't make it, well, I guess you can do
the auto pick,
which I've had to do in the past. And the real fun is during the season when you're having your strategy
and everything. Yeah, that's
the fun part. Caveman's won a couple of fantasies. I've never won one yet.
I've won one and lost a title game before.
Yeah, so if you think you're good, you think you can beat Caveman.
I had off you last year, though.
Yeah, so... Tell us, how can I get signed up?
Well, the league name is Chicago Bears Beat with the C in Chicago capitalized, the B in Bears capitalized, and the B in Beat capitalized. Spaces in between. You click it and you say, I want to join this league. And the password is Bear Down 2015, all caps.
All caps, Bear Down 2015. So we got some people on there. We got some team names. You can put any team name until the season starts, and because it gives you time to think about it.
You can even change it during the season.
So because I know I'm going to probably change my name till I think of something good to put on there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And what I think we are going to do, the winner of the league is going to get some sweet Chicago Bears Beat care package from the Chicago Bears Beat. He's going to get some goodies.
Unless it's us.
From the show. Unless it's us, and then we'll have to send
the runner up.
So, yeah. But I think we're not playing for cash. We're playing for goodies. Chicago Bears Beat and Bears goodies in general.
It will be fun.
It'll be fun, and you'll have a nice something to shoot for. Obviously, we're not going to gamble. We're going to have fun. Fun's what it's all about, and that's why we do the podcast. It's just to have a good time.
And I got to admit, on watching Sunday football, it's awesome just tracking your fantasy team along and liking what the Bears do. I just love that.
And you can, we don't get mad if you don't pick all Bears players, obviously.
I'm smart with my team, but my dad usually... picks all Bears.
No, I don't. I can get that quarterback I want late in rounds because no one else wants him.
Cutler.
Yeah, that's right. So
you've had him for like, what, 5 years?
5 years in a row. And he's gave me about 2 games in all those years. That really gave me a lot of points.
Yeah.
So, but everybody's got their own strategy, but it is the ESPN Fantasy League. That's the one we've always played. And we've been doing it quite a few.
We've never tried really any other else.
Really haven't. It's a, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But be sure to, and if you wanted to, if you didn't catch exactly how to do it, just go ahead and contact. You can contact, if you want to follow Caveman, it's at Caveman Bailey.
On Twitter.
You can also at Bears Beat Pod or at Da Bailey's. Those are all Twitter handles. You can follow us. And
I'm still trying to tweet more. I'm not really used to it yet.
Well, that's going to be a good thing during the season to tweet. But you're getting a lot of followers, even from the last podcast and everything.
I think I'm at, I think I might be at 70.
Yeah. Okay, one thing we want to do is, we were talking, if you had the top 5 picks in the fantasy, your fantasy draft, you could just pick 5 picks in a row, who would you pick? Just tell me your first 5.
Well, I'd go... Le'Veon Bell. I know he's suspended for 2 games, but I think he's going to have a dominant season. I would go Andrew Luck for my quarterback, since I have the first five picks. Wide receiver, I would have A.J. Green and Demaryius Thomas. And as my other running back, or as my tight end, I would have Jimmy Graham.
Okay, that's your first five?
Yep.
Okay, well, I think I'd go first pick Adrian Peterson. I just think he's going to have a big season because he had basically a year off.
Yeah.
If I could pick the second pick, boy, as bad as I hate to say it, I'm going to have to say Aaron Rodgers.
He's awesome in fantasy.
Yeah, I'd have to go with him. I think after that, then we're getting into Matt Forte country. I know it's a pushing it a little bit there. And I think I would have to go, boy, that's tough, too, on that. Is it Andrew Luck or, boy, I'm going to stick with Aaron Rodgers on that. Then on the run, who else would I pick on that? Thomas, boy, that's tough. That is a tough one. Can't pick Jordy Nelson now.
Yeah, he would be good.
I think I'd still probably, you know what? I can't think of another one. Brandon Marshall.
Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas. Yeah, I'm not a. He's going to be at Jacksonville.
No, that's Julius Thomas.
That's Julius Thomas, yeah.
A.J. Green.
A.J. Green, yes. I'll take A.J. Green. Is that my five?
Tight end.
My tight end. Boy, I.
Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski.
For touchdowns.
Yeah, for touchdowns there. Again, I got to do a little more studying because obviously you can never. It'd be nice if you could pick the first five picks of your team. You'd be in good shape then, wouldn't
you? You'd probably win.
I think, unless
you just goofed up on those picks.
Exactly. But I think around the league, any other crazy things going on that I can't really think? Pouncey injury we talked about.
Nelson.
Jordy
Benjamin.
Nelson.
Well, the situation in LA is looking better for LA every day.
You know, oh yeah, it is. What about Reggie Wayne taking physical today with the Patriots?
Yeah.
We're going to have to talk to our friend Jay Soderberg, Pod Vader.
Yeah.
See what he's thinking about that one there.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah, exactly. Hasselback at that game, by the way. It's time to go. 17 years.
He has an easy job sitting on the bench.
Yeah, boy, I hope. But if let's say Luck gets injured, it could be just like when Peyton was injured because the backup situation there
is not good.
I'd be afraid.
He was throwing some ducks.
It wasn't pretty. I mean, the man's had a great career. He's done pretty good. Chris Johnson signed with the Cardinals.
Yep, saw that.
You think he's any fantasy value?
No. I think his career's done.
I think it's... Boy... I've had him a couple of times, and he's done terrible.
After the 2009 season, I think, is when you got 2000 yards,
it's not been good.
Yeah.
So, coming up for the Bears next, it's the biggest preseason game. They're going to be in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Playing the Bengals. I wonder if we got to worry about Geno Atkins wanting to take anything out on Jay. He missed all last year.
Geno is very ferocious.
He is.
He's one of the best defensive tackles in the league.
Yeah, and the Bears are going to probably... I know they'll probably play the starters into the third quarter.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, so we want to come out of that game with no injuries and, you know...
Just stay healthy.
Expecting this season to be... I want it to be a surprise. And I've been around where we thought the Bears were going to do terrible and end up having a respectable or even great season. So it could go either way. We got to really evaluate that schedule coming up. Our big preview show is, in a couple weeks?
2 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
And then it's, we're going to try to do twice a week. We did it last year.
We did it last year.
We did it.
After the second week, because then we decided to.
Yeah, because you have to.
Yeah.
You don't want to make these too long. We like to make these podcasts just long enough to maybe you're driving to work or
lunch break
or something like that. Again, if you got any questions, comments, let us know. Get us on, you like us on our Facebook page. We've had a lot of new likes this week on Chicago Bears Beat. It's the Facebook page.
ChicagoBearsBeat@gmail.com if you want to send us an email.
Send us an email on that. And again, fantasy, it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. There's going to be some sweet Chicago Bears Beat prizes involved.
Join.
Join it up with us. And I guess, for this week's show, we're going to say one thing, and that's this, friends. Bear down.
That's a wrap.
I'm not afraid, 'cause his blood is flowing from his cage. There's so much magic we know on this sapphire we call home. My code.